Responders are still working to contain an ammonia leak aboard a factory processor moored near Unalaska. Ammonia is a common refrigerant that's also highly toxic. The motor vessel Excellence was tied up at the Klosterboer cold storage dock Friday afternoon when the ship's captain reported the leak to local authorities. The Coast Guard evacuated all 129 crew members from the vessel, along with the crew of a neighboring boat. Two local welders who were aboard the ship attempting to repair the damaged ammonia line had to be medevaced to Anchorage. One has been released from the hospital and the other is reported to be under observation but in stable condition. Authorities maintained a safety perimeter around the dock throughout the weekend and shut down parts of a nearby road. Firefighters sprayed water at the ship to keep the toxic fumes from spreading. Late Saturday night, a contract tug towed the Excellence to Wide Bay, about 7 miles from the port of Dutch Harbor. A hazmat team will measure ammonia emissions from the ship twice a day, but they cannot board the vessel to secure the damaged line until the fumes subside. An estimated 3,000 to 5,000 pounds of anhydrous ammonia have spilled into the ship so far. State troopers say a flight-seeking plane carrying 8 people made an emergency landing near the Parks Highway around Cantwell. No injury was reported in the incident involving the single-engine Fly Denali aircraft Saturday evening. Troopers say tail damage on the 1966 de Havilland was reported after the landing in a marshy area. According to troopers, the pilot said the plane had lost power. Troopers had coordinated a rescue with Denali National Park Rangers. The search for a missing Mount Marathon runner has been suspended. State Trooper spokesperson Beth Epson says troopers told the family of 66-year-old Michael LeMaitre of the decision Saturday night. She says days of searching failed to find any clues to indicate his location or direction of travel. LeMaitre was one of 325 men competing in the treacherous Mount Marathon race on Independence Day. Participants scramble and up and down a shale-covered mountain in Seward. His family reported him missing after he failed to show hours after Wednesday's race. Ipsen says air and ground searches involve several agencies as well as private citizens. At times, searchers use ropes to reach remote areas on the mountain. The Federal Department of Education has given Alaska a waiver for one of the requirements created by the No Child Left Behind Act. Dave Donaldson has more.
Under the federal decision, the state would be allowed to freeze its student proficiency targets, formerly referred to as annual measurable objectives, for 1 year if Alaska commits to applying for a larger package of waivers by September 6th. Eric Fry with the state's Department of Education says by freezing the target levels, local school districts and individual schools will be more likely to meet the annual yearly progress requirements.
And the reason that's beneficial is that at the same time that we're doing this freeze, we're also putting together an application for a comprehensive waiver in which the state would implement its own accountability system. And so it wouldn't make sense to run the schools and districts through another year of the old NCLB when we're going to be changing things pretty soon.
The frozen targets will require that 83% of students be proficient in English and 75% of students be proficient in math. The system the state is planning to submit for federal approval would still hold the local schools responsible for meeting those goals, only it would use a different method of determining accountability and with different consequences if a student fails. He says the state plan avoids much of the wasted efforts of the current federal standards. Fairbanks Democrat Bob Miller is a longtime advocate of getting waivers from the federal system. He says 26 states have now been granted waivers from the federal controls that were proving ineffective. He's encouraged that Alaska may soon follow.
They want us to succeed. They've recognized the gaps. They've recognized the flaws in the No Child Left Behind system. And they're happy to work with every state, including ours. So the state of Alaska, you know, is gaining more and more control over our own destiny, and that can never be a bad thing.
Fry says the target freeze will go into place immediately, with tests that students took last April and results that will be released next month. He says other changes will take place at the state level over several years.
Teachers are going to start implementing the new standards soon. the students won't actually be assessed on them until spring of 2016, so that they'll have several years of being educated under the new standards before they're assessed under them.
The federal waiver must be formally accepted by the State Board of Education at a teleconferenced meeting on July 24th. It'll require the adoption of new regulations that are already out for public comment. The board last month approved its new standards for accountability that'll be submitted to the federal government in September. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.
Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell was in Bethel last week hosting a public hearing on the Coastal Management Program Initiative. It will be on the ballot in the August primary election. And from Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes has more on the story.
Alaska had a coastal management program from the 70s to 2011 when it expired. The State House voted to extend the program, but senators couldn't agree. Now the issue is going before voters.
It is a way that the people can speak if the legislature doesn't.
That's Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell. He, along with representatives from both sides of the issue, were on a live radio show before the Bethel hearing started. Treadwell says the coastal management program has changed over the decades, but the basics are the same.
Essentially what it does is it allows communities to set up a program in coastal districts and to have make sure that state permits and federal permits are reviewed against those rules that are established by local districts.
Lorna Shaw is with the group Vote No on 2. She says they aren't opposed to having a coastal management program, but they don't support this particular version.
The initiative itself is incredibly vague. It's very broadly written. And so the problem is we don't know exactly how it's going to be implemented. And that uncertainty leads to people not investing in Alaska and really slows down job creation and development in Alaska.
On the other side, Terza Tippin Poe says the initiative is well written. Poe is leading the Alaska Sea Party, which wants yes votes to restart the program. She says the program will give local communities a seat at the table on development issues.
I don't think we should fear the details of the initiative. They are broad by intention because the regulations developed will be developed after it's passed. The important thing is to pass it so we have coastal management back.
It's needed because that's the only opportunity and voice where the villages can have a say in any proposed development.
That's Myra Nanning, president of the Association of Village Council Presidents, which represents 56 tribes in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. He testified at the hearing that AVCP has worked with the region's coastal management program in past decades, and there's a lot of regional support for getting one back.
Coastal zone management has never stopped development, but has involved the villages and people who live along the coast to participate in any proposal of development that may be occurring in their respective areas.
Ultimately, Alaskans will decide if a coastal management program should be reinstated. It'll be on the ballot in the primary election August 28th. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.
The price of Brent crude oil is $98.65 a barrel this morning. West Texas Intermediate crude is $84.79 a barrel. Gold is up about $6 this morning in New York spot market trading, currently at $1,588.40 an ounce. Silver is also up at $27.45 an ounce.